Hi, I'm Mal Majoros. I am an 8-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. Finally, getting a hold of Sherry Romanowski. She's got a lot to talk about. She's got Bagot. She's got an Escape to Thrive conference coming up. So we're just going to jump right into it. How are you today, Sherry?
I'm great. Thanks, Mal.
We were playing phone tag for quite some time. So why don't we tell my listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into Bagot and the Escape to Thrive conference and a whole lot of other things.
Sounds good. I am actually a 15-year breast cancer survivor. I was diagnosed in 2000, and my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer 2 years prior to me.
So oh.
I have the experience of being both a caregiver and a survivor. And I think with both those situations, just feeling so full of fear and not knowing what to expect or what to do, I think we both got great information about our tumor, our treatment and side effects, but not really how to cope with cancer diagnosis and treatment. So about a year or so later, we got some people together and started thinking about what we could do to kind of rectify that and help newly diagnosed cancer patients with any type of cancer, because there are so many similarities about coping. So we had different focus groups with oncology docs, nurses, but most importantly, survivors. And we put together what we thought was a dynamite bag of resources.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are from the National Cancer Institute and one from the National Cancer Coalition for Cancer Survivorship. And we have changed the bag over the years, but basically we have really stuck to those because they're research-based, they're very easy to understand and read and use. And then, of course, we've always had our patient navigation binder that has also been included in the resource. And it's just so handy. It's a place to help and encourage people to keep track of their own information, to help, you know, tips and suggestions in there, and lots of tools like appointment card holders, all kinds of things that really help people start keeping track. And we know it's really important. I mean,
yes.
the electronic medical services are great, but unfortunately they don't each talk to one another. So it still continues to be very important for people to keep their own information as they navigate through. So basically the information is really totally focused on coping and with cancer diagnosis and treatment, and then also empowering patients to get more involved in the whole process.
So that must have been interesting. Since you didn't have anything like that when you or your mom got started, did you kind of like compiled your own little things? It's like, well, this should have been in my little bag of tricks when I was going through treatment. So that's kind of like an interesting way to get your business started.
Well, and it was interesting too, because I think my background, I was a kindergarten first grade teacher for about 25 years, and I also worked in the behavioral health arena for about 10 years in prevention. So to me, everything is about education, and then also as a teacher, just being very organized.
Right.
And so I think that helped me think through what would be most helpful to folks, and then with just a lot of input, as I say, you know, from docs, nurses, and survivors, I think we came up with a resource that, again, has been changed here and there over the years, and again, will be changing in September a bit, but it's really grown here in our state of Arizona, where we use it predominantly. So we helped about 7,000 people last year.
Wow.
With this resource, and it's available in printed, digital, on a USB wristband kind of thing, and also downloadable from our website at bagot4u.org. That's B-A-G-I-T, the number 4, the letter U.org. And it also comes in English and Spanish. Since 2003, when we've launched it, we've helped nearly 70,000 in our state. So, you know, we continue to want to grow in our state and beyond. And anyone can order one of these resources from that website. So at cost, actually it's below cost, but in our state we try and do enough fundraising so it's actually free to patients through the medical providers.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that distribute it. So I think it's kind of unique what we're doing in that patients don't have to come to us. They are getting one right at their very first office visit.
And that's important.
About 120 different locations in Arizona.
That's important because when you're diagnosed, all you kind of hear is like that Peanuts voice in your head. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Wah, 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 tumor staging.
Absolutely.
It's hard for you to like think about, oh, now I should get something to like put all my appointments together and maybe a list of resources. You're just like, your head is spinning and you don't know what to think about. And, you know, if you can get this to not just Phoenix and Arizona doctors, but all over the place, I mean, think of how many people you could help.
You know, it's we've been doing this for so many years now, 13 years, and it's kind of sad to say that there still is not a lot available to folks. I think there's a few nonprofits out there doing this kind of work, but it's not generally used by medical providers, and I think it's really the onus is on the patient.
Mm-hmm.
And as you say, you know, you don't have the time, you don't have the energy, a lot of times you don't have the money. And so it really is a challenge. And we have one of the publications we have is for caregivers, because we know a lot of this falls back on caregivers and their ability to gather these materials that might be helpful. And we're just all about trying to get some research-based information in people's hands, because unfortunately people get on the internet online and they just take everything for face value, when in fact a lot of the information that's out there is not very trusted.
Not evidence-based, of course.
Exactly.
And when I was diagnosed, my doctor said, you know what, take some time. You don't have to go on the internet and look at your, you know, at your diagnosis. I was invasive ductal carcinoma. And I'm like, psh, she doesn't know what she's talking about. And I was like looking up, like you said, just random website about breast cancer. And it's like, this and this and this could happen. And you know, my head was like exploding. And my fiance was like, didn't she tell you not to look at that right away? Because, you know, you need some time to process. And I was like, yes. So, I mean, this kind of thing is perfect. You'll have information where you could actually look for the trusted sites and everything without going to like, oh, I'll pick the first thing that Google pops up. And then all of a sudden it's just like, what? My hair's going to fall out, or my fingers are going to come detached, or, you know, something ridiculous. That's not something you should worry about. You should worry about getting well and what your doctor's course of treatment is, and not worry about the weird stuff you'll find on the internet that you think will happen to you.
Right. And, you know, it's such a fearful thing anyway. Our tagline is fight the fear.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and I think one can do that a lot better with some really good information, sound information and education. So that's really, really where we've chosen to focus our efforts. You know, and the old saying, it takes a village. And it really does, mm-hmm. because there are some great nonprofits out there that are doing wonderful support one-on-one, and those kinds of things. So, but this is where, and you know, it's kind of interesting, because we're really trying to change and impact two systems. And one is, of course, empowering patients to not feel so victimized by their disease.
Right.
And becoming empowered to be more involved. And the second one really is trying to impact the medical provider health system. Because they, you know, for so long it was just focus on tumor and treatment. And I really think that many of the offices that we deal with now really understand that it is more than that. It really is important to look at the whole patient. And, you know, perceived outcomes is really important. And with a lot of good information, people, it really can affect that. You know, there's not a lot of research out there is, you know, does it actually truly affect outcomes, but perceived outcomes, yes. So mm-hmm. it is a really, really important critical component of care to get right away.
Oh, I agree for sure. And I think I got a little book from the hospital that I was at, and I got a nice pillow that I could put my arm on, because I had a lumpectomy and a couple other things. But I think getting it, the right information right at the beginning is most valuable. Now I want to hear about this USB bracelet that you have, because this thing looks pretty cool.
Sure, it's like a wristband.
Yeah.
So it, you know, you just detach it and there's a USB, you know, hookup, so you can just put it in a port. And so what we found, we actually did a pilot study about a year ago, maybe mm-hmm. a little longer, 18 months ago. And we had nurses ask 500 patients, and this was in about five different locations around our state in both rural and metropolitan areas, and asked them, you know, which did they prefer, printed or digital? And 70% of the people still preferred printed, which I fully understand and get, mm-hmm. but we really wanted to do this study. And interestingly enough, age was not an indicator. That was the surprising factor. But we know that things are changing. We know that sometimes it's very convenient to take a USB wristband in with you to your office visit, mm-hmm. plug it in, and have the doctor download your reports or whatever. And so the USB wristband is, you know, will have a capacity of 4 gigs.
Oh, that's awesome.
The one coming in September. So it will have enough room to store your own, whatever you want to on it, besides the publications, you know, with all our helpful resources and links.
That's excellent.
So we've just spent several months researching, you know, the best links we could find, for, you know, different areas that we don't have the publications for. So like employment, insurance, those kinds of things. So, yeah, so it's really handy to have. People are taking it with them for second opinions. They're
That's
taking
a great
it
idea.
With them when they go on vacation. So it's becoming a really, really handy thing for them to have. Some folks keep the printed, give the USB to a caregiver, for example, so they can read the publications on the off the digital format. So it's we believe it's really going to be so beneficial to patients, and so it's going to be more costly, of course. So we're just trying to get very creative on ways to raise money to do that.
Well, you always take donations, don't you?
Absolutely. Always.
Cash is just as good as money, as Yogi Berra used to say, right?
That's right.
Well, you also have some this great thing, and this is what caught my eye, the Escape to Thrive 2016. And what is this about? This looks like a great seminar advocacy program for survivors coming up.
Yes. So the history of that, this is our sixth annual that's coming up. And so Bagot was part of a conference that ran actually for cancer survivors for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And one of the messages, and it was called Life Beyond Cancer, and one of the messages we had to people out there was it was to go back to your communities and find what's missing and fill the gaps in cancer care. Mm-hmm. So for the last 3 or 4 years of that 10-year trip with Life Beyond Cancer, we, you know, myself and other organizers were really thinking, you know, so folks go back and do that, and they're very passionate about filling the gaps, and they create organizations or programs. You know, shouldn't we be supporting them in that effort? Mm-hmm. So that's how this whole thing came about. And the other organizers were a little bit, you know, they're kind of burnt out. So we just took it on. The Bagot organization just took it on. And so ESCAPE stands for Encouraging and Sustaining Cancer Advocacy Programs and Efforts.
Oh, wow.
And so the whole focus is on cancer advocates that are actually out in the community doing various various types of advocacy work. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they might be running support groups, they might be with organizations doing programming, legislative, blogging, whatever. And it's an opportunity for, and it's very small by design. We don't take more than, say, 40 folks and representing all cancers. So they come together, and we have a very interesting, unique format in that, first of all, it's held at Miraval, which is a wellness facility, and we kind of depend on them to give all our participants a chance to participate in wellness activities and programs that they have there on site.
And it's a well-known, like, world-renowned facility.
Oh, yes. Actually, it's Oprah's and Ellen's favorite place to go, I guess. So,
okay, I didn't know that, wonderful. But it's, I mean,
it's
I have
our backyard,
heard of it.
And they totally get what we're all about. And
excellent.
So they work very hard with us to give us some really discounted group rates for folks to stay. And then our programming really kind of is, well, one thing we try to do is tailor make some basic or advanced programming for people with to improve their organizational skills.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be board development, it might be strategic planning, around those kinds of areas. Then we also really focus in on the last 2 years on policy advocacy. So Shelley Fuld Nassau from the National Coalition for Cancer Survivorship, she's the CEO, she comes and does a wonderful morning training on how advocates can get their organizations involved in political advocacy.
Oh,
so
very nice.
On different levels. So that it's a very interactive. Actually, all our workshops are totally interactive. So that we do that one morning. And then we have a whole day, too, where we just, you know, in advocacy work, people have a very high rate of burnout.
Oh, yes.
And compassion fatigue, because most of us are all survivors. And, you know, it's kind of hard to be in this work, and you're reminded of it daily with what you've chosen. Do, but it, and we're all very passionate, but we get tired. And so what we do is we try and equip folks with some different ways of looking at all that, and then just some really timely topics. Like we have someone coming from integrative medicine from the University of Arizona talking about environmental issues. We have someone coming to talk about sexuality issues for survivorship, for survivors. So it's we try to encompass that in a three-day workshop setting. So, and then plus give people time the day they arrive and a large amount the whole time on departure day to really get involved in the Miraval wellness activities. So there's really nothing else like this going on in the country. We have some great pharmaceutical companies that sponsor it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no registration fee because of that, but it is it is what the special group rate is for staying at Miraval, and that we have one rate that includes resort credit and one that does not. And it's a three-night stay. People can extend before or after at the special rate also.
Mm-hmm.
So it's people can find more information at escapeforadvocates.org, and that's ESCAPE, the number 4, and then advocates, ADVOCATES.org. It's a beautiful website. And
it is. I'm on it right now. It is a beautiful website.
It is beautiful.
Now, do you have a lot of, sorry to interrupt, do you have a lot of survivors that have registered thus far, or do you not know that?
Yes, but we can definitely take more. And I would encourage any listeners, if they want to apply, because we really are looking for advocates on this this one.
I don't know. Whenever I say survivors, I automatically think they're an advocate, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Well, you know, advocates mean it's if you're in a setting where you're helping other folks.
Yes.
Okay. With their cancers and it's any cancer. I want to be really specific on that. So, but yes, and actually I have to have our first round of room blocks in July 1st. So if people can apply as soon as possible, that really helps, because then after that time it will be on a space available basis with the venue. So, I would heartily encourage people. So when they book, they do have to do a 50% deposit with Miraval. So just a heads up on that one. But you can find all the information, the agenda, speakers, all on that website. Again, that's escape4advocates.org. And it's just wonderful. It's we learned a lot over doing it now for 6 years, but we have learned that we do like to keep it small. People really engage and bond, and it's a totally different atmosphere. It's not, it's more like a retreat conference than a conference, I guess.
Right.
You could call it, Mal.
Well, of course, if that's Ellen's and Oprah's favorite spot. I know you have to say that with that kind of voice. Ellen and Oprah really like this. Just kidding.
I hope you will apply, Mal.
I will see what I can do. I'm not sure if I can, if I'm available that weekend or not, but,
okay.
I'll definitely.
It's August 14th through 17th. And I don't want people to shy away too much about, because it's in Arizona. It's in a really beautiful setting with lots of, you know, lots of our desert trees. And usually
I don't think anyone should shy away from
it. Lucky enough, you'll get a summer rain. And the workshops all are, you know, of course, in air conditioning.
Right. I don't think anyone would shy away from Arizona. Arizona is beautiful this time of year.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. It really is.
And you're lucky to live there. And
I think so, too. I'm actually a native Tucsonan, and I wouldn't live anywhere else. I really like it. So.
And I also see you have some, looking at your website, you have some funding ideas. If you want to stay with a roommate, you can log in and register. Because I know that's a good way to meet people, too. Is
Right, absolutely. And we have one of our volunteers put up a message board so you can look for roommates. It is a per-person cost, but it does, if you are in a double room rather than a single room, it's definitely a savings. There are some great ideas there for trying to raise money, you know, from your organization and from other resources to get there. So I know people are applying for different Komen grants and whatever to get there.
And not just Komen. I mean, I hope you have like you said, you have a different select group of different survivors. It's not just about breast cancer. It's about all different cancers. And I think that's important because a lot of the other cancer survivors sometimes feel like they're left out of these conferences.
Right. And I think we all can learn so much from each other. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a real key to the success of this, is that we're all coming to mentor someone, but we're all coming to learn from someone too. And you know, whether you're from a very small organization or you're from a national organization that has many chapters, you can still come and learn so much from your fellow advocates. It's we also do a 6-month impact study each year after we've done these, and you know, we want to make sure that the money is well spent for everyone involved, including our organization. And the success of this is just, it just goes on and on. People take information home. They implement it in their own organization. Mm-hmm. We have one organization that now has implemented a wellness component for their staff.
Oh, very nice.
As a result, and people looking at integrated medicine more. So it really is an interesting, everybody takes home something different. And I think it's because it's designed so it can meet a lot of different needs.
Right.
So, and then all the meals are all provided by Miraval, and the stay is actually right there. You're totally on those grounds for the entire stay. And the meals are so healthy, and it just kind of gets everybody back on track for that. Great, great chances to explore things like meditation, yoga, tai chi, as well as some, they have some challenge courses.
Oh.
So if people want to, and you know, I've done a lot of those, and they're pretty exciting to do. And you come away from those learning a lot about yourself.
Oh, yes.
And the way you work with your organization. So I think I really encourage people to apply. When will this be aired, Mel? Do you know?
I will have this up this week on Friday, which is, I'm not
Great.
Sure what day that is.
All right. So I know I said July 1st, but if you can get those registration applications in as soon as possible in July, that will really help.
Yes. And you know, the great thing, obviously, not just about going to this, not going to the Escape to Thrive conference, is when you meet other survivors from different, who have different cancers, you do realize, as you were saying, that you all share the same knowledge. Like, I was at a conference one time where I met people who had, you know, brain cancer and testicular cancer, and we all had, like, okay, we had the same side effects and this, you know, and we had the same issues with our caregivers and doctors and everything. You do realize, especially if you're from a small area, that, oh, I may be a breast cancer survivor, but all these other cancer survivors are going through the same thing that I am.
Exactly. And you know, with the new research out there, you know, treatments aren't going to be so cancer specific anymore.
Right.
It's really, you know, we're really looking at targeted therapies that are going to be able to address, you know,
genetic,
many cancers across, you know, across the board. So we all need to change our thinking a little bit about that,
right,
about, you know, being so cancer specific. So with technology the way it is, I think we've got to keep up with that too. So, you know, I just returned from ASCO, the American Society of Clinical Oncology.
Yes.
This is our fourth year of being one of the 28 ASCO awarded sponsored organizations.
Wow.
And truly, I believe we get in every year on that because, or the last 4 years, is because of the work we're doing both with Bagot and with Escape.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's so unique what we're doing with Escape, and it's so needed what we're doing with Bagot, that I think, you know, ASCO wanting to, you know, showcase what we're doing is extremely, I don't know, just reinforcing to us that we're definitely on the right track.
Oh, you are for sure on the right track, especially if you're able to be a part of ASCO's, like, how many people get that award? I mean, I'm sure that's pretty prestigious.
Just 28 every year.
Oh.
So it's an application process. You apply and they choose 28 every year. So,
and just think of how many groups and organizations apply. That's pretty amazing.
I know. I don't really know. I'm not privy to that. But
I know, but I mean, it has to be a lot.
Very, very honored. And it's a real opportunity for us to talk to a lot of different advocates from different organizations, and also talk to medical providers actually from around the world. So,
Tell them you need Bagot at your hospital.
You need to fight the fear. Yes.
You must get a lot of hospitals who are very interested in Bagot as well when you're at ASCO.
Yes, absolutely. So we are in cancer centers, cancer clinics, which of course we all know serve the most cancer patients. And then also we're in well women clinics. We're in. We work with community health workers. We're in probably half of the 120 locations we're in actually serve the underserved population. So we really try to be where everybody needs Bagot, and that's everywhere. So we just think that's really important, and I think having our resource available in Spanish really helps.
Oh, most definitely. That's huge. Huge. Good job. That's exciting, having a bilingual Bagot.
Yes, I think so. Especially where we live. It's.
Oh, yes.
I'm hearing it all over. Even in Chicago, when I was there earlier this month, I had a lot of people saying, well, we really need Spanish information, and I was like, okay, you know, so the Hispanic population, those, you know, people need the information in the language that, you know, they best will understand in. I think that's so important. I wish we could do it for all languages, but
Not yet, but you will.
Not yet, right.
And see, so, Sherry, just like that, a half hour is over. So
That was quick.
EscapeForAdvocates.org is where you want to go for the amazing Escape that's going to be in Tucson, Arizona in August at the Miraval, world-renowned Miraval Resort. You can go to Bagot. Is it Bagot.com? No, Bagot.org.
It's Bagotforyou.org. It's B-A-G-I-T, the number 4, the letter U.org.
And that's all the information you need. We'll also put this up on Twitter and Facebook. And I know that you'll be out there helping people, and hopefully some of our listeners will see you in Tucson.
I hope they partake. I really do.
Yes. Excellent, Sherry. If you hang on, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. This is Mel Majerus. I am the Cancer Warrior. You can always find me on Facebook because I am a Facebook junkie. Check out my blog, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's the Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.